no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
And Burke Stansbury in Washington, he's on the line to us with the latest updates from El Salvador. Burke, it seems that the heat is on for the arena party and they are showing signs of strain.
Yeah, that's right, Warwick. Just a few weeks ago, the right-wing arena party in El Salvador finally selected their vice presidential candidate. His name's Arturo Zavala. And despite the fact that a lot of people within the party on kind of the far right of the Arena Party were very against Zavala being the vice presidential candidate, they went ahead and selected him just because, you know, it had been so long. The FMLN's had a presidential and vice presidential candidate for like a year now, but Arena's taken a lot longer because of these internal divisions that they have. And so Zavala was sort of a default. And what's interesting about him is that he's been very critical of the Arena Party, the party that he's now the vice presidential candidate for. He's been very critical of them in the past about the economic policies. He was actually a former economic minister who left the party and basically came out against the neoliberal free trade policies, which he, like many people in El Salvador and throughout Latin America, felt were not actually benefiting most people in that country. So he was critical. He made a lot of enemies in Arena, and now all of a sudden he's back and he's going to be their vice presidential candidate. And so a lot of the leadership of Arena has denounced that, or some of them at least are very uncomfortable with him being the candidate, but there's no real consensus right now within the party, and so they had to pick someone. And he is, what he does bring potentially is that he is a big name, somewhat, you know, he's someone people know a little bit, and he, especially within certain sectors, he has some support. And so it's unclear whether it's so far, at least the most recent poll that came out since he was chosen by the Technological University in San Salvador, still shows the FMLN with a pretty large lead, almost 15 points for the presidential election. So far, it doesn't appear that Zavala being the vice presidential candidate has really affected the race one way or the other. The FMLN's still comfortably ahead.
It sounds like he might be. He's either an economic mole or perhaps the people are getting nervous about the financial meltdown in the United States and are looking for an image change.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's been so bad the way these economic policies have played out that even the party that has implemented them for 20 years has come to realize that they can't just keep beating the same drum because you know it's been a failure. And so they're actually bringing someone in who's claiming that he's going to change the whole makeup of the party and of their economic position from within, and probably strike a more sort of populist tone.
And clearly it hasn't, as yet anyway, had much effect on the polls, because it seems that Arena is still stepping up the dirty side of its election campaign.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just in the last couple of weeks as well, as this all has been going on, there's been a series of television ads in El Salvador sponsored by a group called Fuerza Solidaria, Solidarity Force, that's based in Venezuela, a right-wing group that's been involved in all sorts of things from the 2002 coup to other attempts to overthrow President Chavez and other leaders in other left leaders in Latin America. So this group, Fuerza Solidaria, has been funding these ads in El Salvador that link the FMLN's presidential candidate Mauricio Funes to Chavez, and sort of draw this little circle and then say, you know, but Chavez is hated by the United States. Therefore, if Funes wins the United and strengthens relations with Chavez, then the United States is going to cut off El Salvador and all those people who live and depend on remittances, depend on money sent back by their family members in the U.S. are going to lose that money, and so it ends. The ads end by saying, like, don't put your money, your remittances in danger. Vote against the FMLN. So it's reviving this. I mean, and the formula is exactly like what they used in 2004 to instill a lot of fear in the population about voting for the FMLN. And it's very much based on, you know, sort of manipulating the relationship, the close relationship between El Salvador and the United States, and the fact that the Bush administration has been such a close ally of President Saca, and saying, you know, if the FMLN were to win, all that would change, and El Salvador would be, you know, very left all alone and desolate.
Left high and dry. It seems to be sort of a recurring tactic, you know, over the years. And I'm just wondering, perhaps, if the people in Venezuela could be acting as proxies for the U.S., given that there was a lot of adverse publicity, wasn't there, from the foreign ministers. Visit to the U.S. a few weeks ago, and when she was basically calling on the U.S. to threaten it, you know, sort of saying that an FMLN win would amount to a security risk for the U.S. Now, has there been any fallout from that episode?
Well, she was denounced pretty widely in El Salvador, even by some of the other right-wing parties, for her statements, you know, calling for the U.S. to intervene in El Salvador. And the FMLN definitely has been, you know, has presented a motion that basically what she did was unconstitutional, based on a particular constitution, you know, this going to another country and calling for that country to actually intervene politically in El Salvador's affairs. So she's had to backtrack on those statements. But I think it's what's really interesting is, like you say, is that so far the big U.S. officials haven't made the kind of statements that they did in 2004, or the extent of U.S. intervention certainly hasn't been as extreme as it was then, and which is partly why she came here to sort of beg for that sort of overt intervention that happened in 2004. And, you know, certainly the U.S. is distracted with the elections and with other things going on in other parts of the world. There's still plenty of time left before the elections in March. And so, CISPAS is very much expecting that kind of intervention to increase. But in the meantime, I think you're right that using Venezuela or these sorts of Venezuelan organizations as a proxy is very much going to be a strategy. It may be that U.S. officials are gonna back off and maybe not make the kind of overt statements they made last time, but they are going to encourage and fund other individuals and organizations to take on that role this time around. And so that's something that we're also going to be monitoring really closely and working to stop. And I think it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. So far, it's also doesn't appear to be working like it did in 2004, because I think a lot of people in El Salvador are just sort of tired of this blatant manipulation. It's almost, I mean, you watch these commercials, you can watch them on YouTube, and it's kind of so over the top, this demonization of Chavez and everything that I think a lot of people kind of laugh it off at this point and understand that it is pretty dirty propaganda meant to incite fear. So,
And has there been any sort of reaction against the criticism of these groups? Sort of, I guess they don't represent a government in Venezuela, but surely that amounts to a form of foreign intervention.
Yeah, there definitely have been, and one of the leaders and one of the people who's been acting in El Salvador on behalf of this group, Fuerza Solidaria, is actually a former Arena candidate for mayor in San Salvador, and so he's sort of the point person for all of this in El Salvador. You know, it's very clear that Arena is behind these ads, even if they're signed by this other organization, and so it certainly appears to be sort of a broader right-wing conspiracy, which involves, you know, the elements in Venezuela of, you know, strong opposition to Chavez and Castro and any other left of center leader in Latin America, combined with the right wing in El Salvador, which is one of the most vocal rights in Latin America as well, combined with the U.S. State Department in particular, you know, individual people like Roger Noriega, who hosted that event that you mentioned with the foreign minister, you know, sort of old cold warriors who just can't stand to wait by and see the FMLN or any other left party win, and so they're pushing hard for this kind of intervention to continue.
Yeah, and Burke, you were saying that CISPES, the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador, the organization you're working with, is monitoring these kinds of things. And I understand CISPES is also running a campaign. Can you sort of explain a little bit about that and how's it going? Are you getting a good response for it?
Yeah, well, we've gotten a real positive response. Basically, you know, we're getting people to sign up to take a people's pledge for free and fair elections in El Salvador, or people's pledge to defend free and fair elections in El Salvador, you know, pledging to take action when these sorts of examples of intervention come up. So we've got, you know, hundreds of people who've taken that pledge and who are signed on to join the campaign in that way. We're also going to be circulating a letter amongst other, you know, political figures in this country and in the U.S., but also internationally, as well as organizations and you know, prominent people who are going to also express their support for free and fair elections and against continued U.S. intervention. And we actually just published a report. We did a fact-finding delegation this last summer that went down and looked into a lot of these issues that we're talking about, as well as the increase in political violence. And we put out a whole, about a 20-page report that you can find on our website, cispes.org, cispes.org. So you can download that whole report there. And then we're organizing, we're touring a number of Salvadoran leaders this fall, talking about all these issues and meeting with different people to get the word out about what's happening in El Salvador. And the final thing, I guess, is that we're going to actually be there for the elections, both in January and March of 2009. We'll have delegations in El Salvador to monitor all the happenings. So it should be really interesting.
Yeah, busy time for you, Burke. And thanks very much for keeping us informed here on Community Radio.
Thanks for having me.